He's called the Dirt Doctor. You can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Welcome back, everybody. We got a lot going on here. Let me start off with a little business, and I'll get right back to the phones. That phone number when you hear somebody drop off is 866-444-3478. I am in Topeka, Kansas today. I will be speaking, for those of you in this area or have time to drive over here, to the fair. We're at the Capitol Hotel, next door to the Capitol Hotel in the big event center here. I'll be speaking at 2 o'clock on pest control. My it's kind of an updated version of my natural organic pest control, and I hope to see you there. We do have a booth here. We have some of the art to show off people been interested in, and a few other things for you. You can join the Organic Club of America. You can sign up for our online course. You can sign up for either one of them, the basic course or the hemp growing course, either one. We have some seed from my garden available for the people that as bonuses for the people that sign up and buy books or art or whatever they decide to do. The stem cell therapy that I had done so successfully on my knee is you can do too. You can get a free consultation about it by calling Dr. Darcy, D-A-R-C-Y, Darcy, at 469-600-8794. Or go to AchieveVitality.com. And by the way, these stem cells are from umbilical cords of perfectly healthy living babies that have been collected and saved in hospitals for a long time. It's a really interesting story if you've never heard about all that. It's the highest quality stem cells that are available. Natural Organic Landscape Contractors List is on our website. If you have somebody that's in the organic business as a contractor, a lawn care company, or whatever, and you want that to be added to the list to help other people, we try to pass on that information because, you know, most of the world still, unfortunately, out there is still using the synthetic stuff and the toxic stuff, and we try to help spread the word on who's doing things the right way. We're going to go back and talk to Michael some more. I'm not sure I got him here. Let me see in Delaware. Michael, you there?
Still here.
Okay. What else can I do for you?
So my basic question is, how do I start that lawn over?
How do you just begin your turf anew? What did you have before? Did you have bluegrass and fescue grass?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, it depends on what you want to plant. You're getting a little late in the season to get the seed down. It's a perfect time to plant solid sod. So, depends on what your budget is. The fall planting that would have been perfect would have been back in early September, something like that. You could probably still get away with it if you plant now, but it's not a guarantee at all. No problem at all if you plant solid sod. If it were me and I were doing it, I would probably plant a mixture of bluegrass and fescue and you know, other cool season grasses. But if you want a pure stand, you can go with either one of those.
Well, mostly I was speaking about how to prep now in the fall versus putting the
and
sod
plant in the spring. Well, that's fine. I wouldn't prep it at all. I don't think turf is worth spending money on bed preparation. Turf is pretty easy going about that. You can simply make the soil smooth, rough it up if it's compacted or anything, rough it up. If you spray some cheap grocery store hydrogen peroxide on it mixed with water, that starts to the flocculation, helps fluff it up. That helps some. But I wouldn't put down any compost or soil amendments or even the bed preparation stuff we recommend, the rock minerals and the sugars and all that kind of thing, underneath the grass. If you plant solid sod, or even if you plant seed and you get it going that way, we put all those amendments on the surface, on top an application,
I'm thinking
in the soil under the grass. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't plant. Right now, still, all the mosses and the other contaminating grasses and bare patches and all that stuff are still there. What I'm talking about is, do I strip that off or do I just sprinkle some stuff on it? Or, you know, I don't want to oversimplify, but, you know, like your cornmeal and other things that'll... I don't know.
I wouldn't do anything maybe now other than just kind of keep it mowed if you're going to do everything in the spring and okay. do it all then. And then at that time, just scrape it off. You can just scrape it off and throw it in the compost pile, get down to bare soil. You can hire a landscape contractor to come in and do it for you. You could rent a sod cutter and set it real shallow. And take it off that way, but I'd probably just do it with flat shovels and rakes and things like that, scrape it off and throw it in the compost pile.
I got you. That's a half acre, or at least.
It sounds like a lot of work. Well, the other thing that you can do, especially since you're going to go seed, is just don't do anything. Let's just keep it mowed, and then when we're ready to plant, we'll rent an aerator or some kind of a – you could use a dethatcher.
Right.
You could use any kind of machine that just roughs up the surface. And you don't have to get every little twig of moss and other things out there out of there. Just go ahead and plant the seed, start watering and fertilizing, and your organic program will let the grass plants overtake the weeds and the mosses and all that. That's probably the best way to go.
Yeah, good. So, and then, being you, the pond that I was speaking of that I live on is actually a 90-acre lake, so it's, you know, it's prohibitive for me to treat it with anything. And then,
okay, I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah, what will neutralize, so to speak, the copper sulfate that they? I mean, is there anything that I can?
Yeah, what you want to do is look at my website and go in the library where everything's in alphabetical order and look at the soil detox program, and that can be used in water or in soil, either one. You're basically using a very fine textured humate or activated charcoal to tie up the contaminants, and then the rest of the detox program is like the sick tree treatment. It's a version of the sick tree treatment, just has a little bit more added to it, like orange oil and Medina soil activator. But it's all explained in black and white right there on the website under soil detox or just detox.
Okay. And then my last question is, where on your website can I find how to contact you via a commercial project that we're working on here in the state of Delaware?
Well, you can call this same number that you just called in on the show during the week and get to our office that way, or you can send us an email and I'll get it without any trouble at info@dirtdoctor.com. Love to talk to you.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Yes,
all right. See if I can get this to work here. Sort of. Yeah, there you go. And here's Susan. White Springs, Arkansas. Is that where we are, Susan?
It's Whit Springs. There's
Whit
no
Springs. That's exactly what she has written here. I misread it. What can I do
You're
for you?
You're talking the sticks, man, the sticks.
Okay, good. I like that.
Yeah, it is nice. Anyway, what I was telling your daughter is that we have, in the back of the house, there's several persimmon trees, and little branches were coming off all over the yard, and I thought it was wind, because we had quite a bit of wind, and a friend said something about, boy, those little bugs that eat off these little branches really bug me, and I thought...
Well, she was right, Susan. Those are called twig girdlers. I've just written about them in a column, and I talk about them in my... lectures here in Topeka. It's a beetle, and the female, she's a kind of cute little beetle, grayish, and she goes round and round and round and cuts the twig off, and it looks like a pipe cutter cut it off. It's a real
smooth cut.
Yeah, real smooth cut. That's called the twig girdler. It's a beetle. And what she's done, she's laid her eggs out there on that tip growth, and then she goes back a ways and cuts it off so that the branch with her eggs on it falls to the ground, and then the rest of the life cycle goes into the soil, and it just starts all over again. It's usually considered just a cosmetic problem and not really a very damaging kind of thing to trees. And I tell people, you know, just kind of enjoy it. It's kind of an interesting thing. This year, it's been heavier than normal, I think, because of all the rain and then the real hot weather hit and, you know, the roller coaster kind of thing. After the cutting is done, there's really not much you can do other than put some beneficial nematodes in the soil. They'll kill the larvae and pupae that are in the soil for the next go around. So that would be worth doing. But other than that, don't worry about them, okay?
Where do you get the nematodes?
Nematodes from mail order. You look at our website and it tells you where they are. I got to run, but just go to dirtdoctor.com. It's all right there. I'll be back right after this.
Kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinerite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinerite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinerite.com.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Susan in Whit Springs, Arkansas, had a little bit more for me, but before I go there real quickly, one of the books I wanted to talk about of mine is the Big Book, we affectionately call it, and it is a big book. It's a pretty heavy tome. It's a compilation, more or less, of all my books put together. At the time that I wrote that book, and it covers when people, like at the show here, they've sold out of the Texas bug book that Malcolm and I did. That's the second best book to buy on the pest control stuff. We have a very thorough section in that big book about the pest and the beneficial insects and all that stuff, as well as a lot of information on plants and planting techniques and pruning and all of the different aspects, lawn care and everything in the one book. And it's called Texas Gardening, The Natural Way. For a great big old book like it is, it's pretty cost effective. Buy it through dirtdoctor.com, and it helps support the Texas Organic Research Center, TORC, and we appreciate that. The other books... Let's see, what was the other one I hadn't told you about? Mention the bug book. Texas Trees, same thing. It obviously specializes in trees. It's the one most detailed about trees. And it's good for people like most of my books, coast to coast and border to border, if you simply change those two things. Timing, in some cases, doesn't change that much. And the specific species. But how you plant a tree properly, how you manage trees, how you manage pest problems, how you use beneficial nematodes and other beneficial insects, how you prune, how you do all the basic stuff, how you mulch properly, how you do composting, all that. It's the same across the country. So don't let the word Texas that we put in back there years ago when I was only in Texas scare you. The Organic Lawn Care book is one of my most recent books. It goes into turf planting and management more thoroughly than any of my books do. And then the most current book is the one we did with Mother Earth News, which is the Organic Manual, which, interestingly enough, is sold out at the Mother Earth News Fair in Topeka, Kansas. Go figure. Let's see what Susan, what else she had, if I can. There she is. Susan, you still there?
I just didn't want you to think I was rude enough to hang up. I don't know. I think my phone company or something.
We're doing this remote broadcast with all kinds of equipment. There's no telling what happened. No problem at all. I may have done it. What else can I do for you?
Besides garlic, are there anything? Is there anything else that's not too late to plant now?
No, you can plant still a lot of the cool season things, especially if you use transplants from the nurseries. If you plant seed and grow your own transplants, it's probably a little late, but if you can find some transplants and even seed of carrots and beets and, you know, things like that, you could probably still have some luck if we go into the winter fairly mildly. But with transplants and with a little mulch and with covering the plants with floating row cover, that real fine light white stuff, when we're going to have a real bad drop in temperature, you can still get away with it without any trouble. But you're right, garlic is, we're still in a real nice window to plant it. You can literally plant garlic all winter long and have some pretty good production. October, generally speaking, we say is ideal, but I've had good luck planting garlic cloves and planting them in January. So, yeah, you can do that. And then when we get into the very early spring in February and early March and everything, you know, we'll be starting to talk about asparagus and onions and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I love
okay.
your program. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your call. Thanks for coming back. I'll talk to you later, okay? And next is, let me see where I am, JW, I believe, Coppell, Texas. What can I do for you, JW?
I have a question, and we have a small backyard. In the backyard, there's a very large live oak, and beneath it, under the canopy, is a slash pine. They're about 10 feet apart. And the slash pine is trying to grow up through the canopy of the live oak. And I don't know what I should do. Should I top the slash pine? Or if I do, how much should I top? And or will it even hurt to let it go into the live oak? We don't want to take down either tree. They've been there since they're over 23 years old. We know that.
Okay. Well, that's kind of an unusual question I've never had before. I'm not sure what to tell you. That's kind of an awkward deal to have two trees growing into each other that both want the full sun. The pine tree, if you cut it back and most of the foliage was in the shade of the other tree, it's going to probably go downhill pretty fast and die. So if you want it to continue to grow, I'd let it grow on up through the, what was the other, an oak tree, a live oak?
Yes, sir.
And that would give you the best chance of both of them staying around if you want to keep them both. I would probably, from a design standpoint, recommend to you, if the live oak is really a pretty tree and a valuable tree, I'd probably recommend at some point taking the pine out and letting the live oak have the room.
We keep the live oak trimmed back. Well, you know, all the suckers and stuff that grew up in the canopy, we cut that back about every 4 years. So,
All right. Well, if you like them growing together, just let them grow, but be sure to keep the pine tree having enough light. That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, that's a little bit of an unusual thing. All right, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll take a little break and be back right after this.
Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is kneaded and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And telephone number is 866-444-3478. We shall... I'll go over to where? Lake Kiowa and talk to Shirley. Hello, Shirley.
Good morning, Howard. We've got big old live oak. Well, they're oaks, and they're probably 50 years old. How do we get rid of there's webbing all over them?
Can you see caterpillars in the webbing, Shirley?
I haven't really.
Okay. It's probably webworms, the fall webworms up in the tree that they've kind of struck and are here and there all over the place. It could be spiders, and that's why I was asking if you can look close enough or tear the webs with a fishing pole or something like that. The wasp will come in and get them and eat them probably, and you'll be able to see whether it's the caterpillars or spiders. If it's spiders, they're even though they're cosmetically not the greatest thing, they're no damage to anything and not hurting the tree unless they cover the entire tree. And if that's the case, just tear the webs again with the fishing pole or something like that. Next year, it's probably going to be a good idea for everybody to be even more observant of one of my recommendations, and that is to release the trichogramma wasps early in the spring and then a second time in the summer in this case.
Okay.
And the trichogramma wasp will prevent those webworms from happening at all next season. You could kill them now with spinosad products or with BT products, you know, the Dipel or Bio Worm Kill, one of those. Those are organic sprays, and those are fine. You could do it with the Pure Grow Bug Stop, which is an essential oil product, the cinnamon and clove product. But they're not going to be there much longer, you know, as the weather changes. So it's kind of your call about whether you want to go to that trouble or not.
Okay. They're huge trees.
Be a little hard to get the spray to them.
Yeah.
One of the things that you can do, you can throw a rock up through the web, or you use a long fishing pole. I don't know if I should recommend this or not, but my uncle used to do this with mistletoe and with webworms. He'd go out with his 16-gauge shotgun and shoot through the webs. And that actually works, to be honest with you, but it's not the best thing to do if you're in the city. So it's your call. You can, if you want to hire somebody to come out and spray and totally get rid of them, you can do it with organic techniques. But as soon as we have, you know, hard frost and everything, they're going to be gone on their way. But make a note for sure to do the trichogram of wasps twice next year, once in the spring and once in the summer, and you won't have this problem again.
Sounds like a plan. I'll do
it. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty, let's see who's next. Kathy, I believe, in Balch Springs, Texas. Hello, Kathy.
Hello. I've got a juniper tree, and it's about 12 feet tall, and the top starting to die out in it. It's turning brown.
Okay.
The others, I have others by it. They're not doing it.
Okay, and it's probably our native eastern red cedar. Is that what we're talking about?
It said juniper when I bought it, but I've had them a long time.
Okay, well, our eastern red cedar is actually a juniper, and that's probably what it is. I'm going to assume. Really doesn't matter, because the answer would be the same, even if it's Leland cypress or something else. What you're seeing there is what was very common this year when we had all that heavy rain in the fall.
Right.
And then in the early part of the year, the soil and the roots got used to all that moisture. And then when the bottom dropped out of it and the temperature skyrocketed, that moisture went away in a hurry. And because of all the moisture, the root system had gotten lazy and wasn't as big and expansive as it normally is during more droughty seasons. So you just got a little dry, cut the dead out of it. It's not going to come back. And let the water run on the base of it if you can do that. If not, looks like we have some rain coming in the next few days, and that'll help it. But getting some moisture in the soil, even though it's a native juniper, is what you need to do there.
Yeah, it's the only one that's dying from the top.
Well, that spot just got drier for some reason.
Well, I'm retired, so I keep watering the plant, so.
Well, you've got to water deeply. When you go through this change that we've had, you got to just lay the water hose on the ground, let it run slowly for, half a day or more, so it really soaks in and gets down into the roots. It just got dry. That's all it is.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, people are surprised a little bit, I think, because our native, drought-tolerant trees can do that. But when they get spoiled from all the heavy regular rain, you remember we were having rain just over day after day after day after day, those roots will actually change their behavior. They'll get lazy, because they're not needed as much, and they'll kind of die off and not grow as much, not be as expansive. And then when the hard, hot weather hits, it gets dry down in the soil quickly. And we saw a lot of yellowing. We saw a lot of it in turf. I had some in my own turf. I was kind of lazy at the office, and I let some spots get dry and actually get some damage. And it's happened to trees and shrubs and all kinds of things. It was the weather, no question about it. Here is Elizabeth in San Antonio, if I can get right. There we go. Elizabeth, what's up?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for your wisdom and knowledge. Recently, you recommended using iodized salt in saucers to repel rodents. Could you clarify? clarify a bit about the distance, please, between the saucers and the quantity of iodized salt, please?
Well, Elizabeth, your guess is as good as mine. One of my listeners recommended it, said they used it in a barn and used it, you know, in just a few places. And I didn't really ask. I should have, how far apart. I'm not sure it makes a difference. I'll tell you what I have. We have a greenhouse, a storage building, dog run is where the dogs hang out during the day when we're not there. And the overall size of it is about 20 by 30 building total. You know, and I put out about four small saucers of salt. And I also noticed that I haven't seen any rodent droppings for a long time since I've been doing this. So it does seem to work in some strange way. I'm not sure how. But also over a period of time, especially when you have humid weather and rain and stuff, the salt gets hard. And I found that was starting to see a few of the droppings come back. I loosened it up, put some fresh salt in, and they've gone away again. I guess they come and taste it and eat too much of it and it makes them sick, and that word spreads through the community. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but there's something there to it, no question about it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Howard.
All right. Give it a shot and let me know how it works for you too, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. We have some open lines. If you want to jump on here at 866, we'll try to work in, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after. I'm too early. Not yet. I'm jumping the gun. Sorry, Mary Rose. I thought I was being so efficient there, and I over-efficiented myself. Well, that's good. I get to catch up on a couple more things for you. The information about this natural organic program, we've been talking about the books a little bit more than I normally do, but people ask me what's the best one to start with. If you have the budget and you really want to get the best of all worlds, I guess what I would recommend to you is to get the big book, Organic Gardening the Natural Way. That's the big book. I'd get the Organic Manual, which is the most current of my books. And like I was telling some people here yesterday, it's the one that is the most thorough and the most up-to-date as far as my basic programs and my formulas. The formula for Garrett juice, the most current formula is there. The most current formula I recommend for bed preparation is there. The tree trunk goop, and by the way, I ought to probably talk about that a little bit more. The current recommendation on tree trunk goop, which is for any damage to the trunk of a tree. If you've had a porcupine eat and girdle the tree, if you had a deer, if you had a beaver, if you had squirrels, if you had rabbits, all the rodents will do it. Some of them like some trees, some like other trees, but they can all do lots and lots of damage to the bark of woody plants. If you have damage just on one side, you just make up the tree trunk goop and you slather it on there, and if it gets washed off or rained off, slather it on again. As it gets washed off into the soil, it is a good organic fertilizer. The formula, there's two of them now. One of them is equal amounts of compost, any compost that you have yourself or buy a commercial compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. Equal amounts of those and put enough water into it to make a muddy slurry that you can slather on the wound. It's remarkable how well it helps the wound to heal. It helps with pathogen control somehow or another. It feeds the plant. You can actually feed a plant through bark and through, you know, wounded areas. A lot of people don't know that, but you can. So this functions in several different ways. Keeps the sunlight off of it. It just allows the callus to start to develop and cover quicker. It works very, very well. That's the one formula, those three things in water. The second formula is even easier. It's a mixture of good quality compost. In this case, in the experiments that I've been doing, I've been using a worm castings. I've been using in Dallas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we have the Texas Worm Ranch that makes this incredibly high quality worm castings, and using it and azomite, this great rock mineral supplement that I like that comes from, it's a naturally mined material, but it's originally volcanic ash and dust and stuff that formed it in the beginning. Mix the earthworm castings and the azomite 50-50, and then add water. Make the same slurry, slather it on there. Now, if the tree is girdled all the way around, we've got a different situation. We got to do a little bit different technique. I'll break here at the right time, Mary Rose, thank you, and I'll come back and I'll tell you how that works if you've had your tree completely girdled. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Top shelf organic products are now available at all HEB stores. They're crafted from the finest locally sourced materials and are ideal for your gardens, landscape, vegetables, herbs, raised beds, perennials, roses, palms, succulents, and more. Purchase New Earth top shelf organic products today at HEB stores and other fine retailers. For more information or to find a store near you, go to topshelforganic.com. That's topshelforganic.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer? Or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides? The compaction of soil? And grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we are... How many of you thought I was going to forget to talk about a totally girdled tree? Raise your hands. All right, put your hands down. Put your hands down. Rude people. I usually do forget. I have to admit. A completely girdled tree. You can save it. A lot of people think it's nuts, but it's possible. And we ran into it. We tried something that was kind of a reach, kind of a wild guess. And I'll be darned if it didn't work. What we do is that we use the same technique of making the tree trunk goop that I just described. If you didn't catch that, you can get the formula on dirtdoctor.com. Go to the homepage, and under guides, the button guides on the homepage, that's where all my formulas are. But you make up the tree trunk goop, but then the case where the animal or, you know, somebody with a hatchet or whatever has totally girdled a tree, you smear the tree trunk goop on the wound all the way around, and you soak it burlap in the same stuff, the tree trunk goop as well, and you wrap it around and you attach it, not too tight where it's going to cut in and, you know, start to girdle the tree, but so it'll stay on there. And then from time to time, you re-wet it and put some more tree trunk goop on there. In other words, you keep the wet fabric, and you can use any kind of fabric. Burlap is just what we used in the early experiments on this thing, and keep it on there, and it will actually regrow the bark and bridge over, and you can save a tree. Some trees, it'll do it quicker and easier than others. One of the arborist guys that I know down in San Antonio that Bob Webster introduced me to, David Vaughn's his name, down in San Antonio, has used roofing felt for that technique and has had really good results with it. So whatever you use, what we're trying to do is keep fabric. It's one of the few times I'll ever tell anybody to wrap something around the trunk of a tree, but in this case it's appropriate and you can save your tree. It's amazing. But the other thing you need to do at the same time, when a tree's gone through that much stress, I don't care how much you think that flare is exposed at the base, let's expose it some more. Really dramatically expose the flare and apply the rest of the sick tree treatment, which is aeration or a hydrogen peroxide and water, and then the rest of the organic amendments, compost, rock minerals, lava sand and azomite, and then the sugars, the whole ground cornmeal and dry molasses, all of that, again, in detail for you on Dirt Doctor or DirtDoctor.com or in my books. Okay, let's get caught up here. Carla, I believe, is next up, calling from Delaware. Yes. Hello, Carla.
Hello.
What's up?
Yes, we have a lilac tree. She's probably about 20 years old. And
okay.
These bees have been attacking her. They're attacking her this year. We've tried spraying.
Bees?
Yes. They're well, long, maybe hornets.
Okay. Well, any kind of hornet, any kind of wasp, any kind of bee is not harmful to your lilac tree or any other plant at all, Carla. They're just... they're just out there foraging. They're foraging for pollen and nectar, and they're very, very beneficial. And the other thing about wasps and hornets, when they're foraging, even the dangerous one, like this little hornet we have here in Texas, it's just a meanest little critter in the world. When they're out foraging like that on flowering plants, you can bump into them. And in most cases, they won't even bother you. They're busy doing other stuff. And they only are aggressive and hurt you usually when they think that you are a threat to their nest. And they're nowhere near their nest when they're foraging on the plant. So just enjoy them. They're doing you and nature and the environment a beneficial thing.
Oh, that's good to know. Our lilac is looking rough. My husband thinks he's just...
Whoa, I don't know where... Okay, I don't know where she went, but I hope you're still listening there, Carla. One thing on a lilac, this goes for any woody plant that you have. The sick tree treatment, exposing the base, the flare, is beneficial to the bushy plants like lilacs, just like they are to an oak or an elm or a maple. So apply the sick tree treatment to your lilac, and I think you'll see it just freshen up and have beautiful foliage again and back to the flowering. Sick tree treatment, expose the base, get the flare exposed, and then put out all the amendments that we use for bed preparation. David, think I may be the wrong one, but I'll get both people in. David, are you there in Brownstown? Where are you? Minnesota?
How about Brownstown, Michigan?
Michigan. Sorry about that. What can I do for you?
Well, my sister's got a problem down in Alabama.
Okay.
She's got things that they're calling midflies. Those midflies are generational. You can't get...
Well,
hello?
I don't know if you're still there or not. Look at the product, David. I'm going to have to run here.
No,
look at the product called.
Hello?
David, look at the product called Pure Grow Bug Stop. And I think that can
Pure
help
Grow
you. If you
Bug
had something
Stop?
Else you wanted to talk to me about, just send me an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. And, Dave, question about blackberry bushes growing into grapes. All you can do on that is just do some selective pick pruning, wear some thick gloves so the thorns don't eat you up, because you may have some that are very well armed. If you guys had any other questions, send me an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, and I'll see everybody next week. I've enjoyed being with you very much. If you're here somewhere around Topeka and the Mother Earth News Fair, come by and say hello. I'll see you next week.